It's 15 minutes before 5 o'clock here at downtown on a Friday afternoon with Rich Kimble, Carrie Haskell with you.
Are you interested? Or are you fooling around? Are you hanging on just long enough to watch it all burn down? Have you been photographed and fingerprinted?
That is the opening track from a terrific new album called Penultimate by our next guest, singer-songwriter, Alan Chappell. Alan, thank you so much for being with us.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I mean, I love the album. You've got such a great story, but I want to start with the music on this album, which is, I don't know, am I wrong if I say it's sneaky? Because I find myself dancing, moving around because the music is so great and melodic. And then I listen to the lyrics and go, that's a little darker than I thought originally.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I like juxtapositions in music. I think it's a lot of fun doing things that way.
Well, this album is fantastic. I love that song, the first one on the album, Ride. Sandinistas is a great song as well.
Oh, thanks very much. Yeah, my wife is from Nicaragua, and so I spend a lot of time down there, and everything that's going on down there that, you know, honestly, many people aren't paying attention to because we've got our own stuff going on up here. But I wrote that song really for the people in Nicaragua.
And I think maybe next to the song we're going to talk about a little later, I Am Zuck, I really love Yes, We Can. And there's quite a message there as well.
Well, thanks. Thanks. You know, that song is also about Nicaragua, which I know some people tend to think it's got a little bit more of a U.S. political bent. And I can see that with the phrase, yes, we can. But it's really a love story about a couple that I know down there.
Well, let's talk about your story, because along with your musical career, you've also had a very successful career advising tech companies on privacy issues. What are the kind of things you've worked on through the years?
Oh, I've worked with a whole bunch of advertisers and ad agencies. You know, advertising these days is really as much about collecting data and understanding how to use it to, you know, as they say, deliver a more relevant ad. And what I try to do is to help companies keep that type of stuff in check and keep consumer privacy interests in check. I went to school for an advanced degree in human rights and European Union law. And ended up in this privacy space over the last 15 years, and have sort of seen the rise and fall and rise again of Facebook and the whole digital media world. And so, nothing worse sometimes than a little bit of information, because when you really look under the hood of what's going on at Facebook, it's a little scary.
Well, it is, and I'm stunned that as a populace, we've been so willing to share information, you know, people who are so protective about some things, and yet will spill it all out there on social media.
Well, it's a great point, but, you know, a lot of this stuff is a sliding scale. I mean, so way back in the day, in 1880, Kodak came out with a camera, and they prohibited it on beaches. They thought, well, nobody in their right mind is going to want to take a picture of somebody else when they're in their bathing suit. And so now, you know, you can't find yourself on a beach these days without seeing thousands of people taking selfies of each other and then posting it on Facebook and Instagram.
Well, and of all of them, I guess my personal belief is that Facebook is perhaps the most insidious of all of them, because I I'm of that generation myself, but, you know, it's where grandma and grandpa go to share memes, but also to give away all the personal information and then to be inundated with things that simply aren't factual.
Well, absolutely. And the amount of manipulation that goes on by foreign interests, by entities that are sort of misleading in terms of who they really are, it's amazing. And Facebook knows this. but they make money off of it. So they, at best, they look the other way.
Well, so you've written a song on the new album Penultimate called "I Am Zuck," and it's a boy, it's an incredibly powerful song. And the phrase that gets to me the most, I think, is "all the soulless people." I've heard no better description of what you see out there.
Well, yeah, it's sort of like, you know, remember back in the 70s when there was sort of this, you know, it's almost as if the heroin dens, where there are people that kind of walked around in circles and you could kind of see that there was something lost in their eyes. Well, now today we just have Facebook. And because, you know, the more information you give, the more time you spend on it, the worse you feel. And it's almost, it is almost drug-like.
And for all his comments about doing the right thing, it's pretty clear that Mark Zuckerberg's not going to give up the goose that laid the golden egg anytime soon.
No, he certainly isn't. And at best, he's been really misleading regarding what's really going on.
So what's the message you want to put out there in the song?
Well, this was supposed to be a comedy, a farce. When I wrote it a couple of years ago, I said, well, what are the 10 craziest things that Facebook could ever do? But they'd never do it. And as I wrote these things down and I put it together as a song, it was supposed to be a faux confessional by Mark Zuckerberg about, you know, what's really going on behind the scenes. Now, you know, funny, but over the last 2 years, a lot of those things that I thought might have been crazy to think that they would do, many of them turn out to be true, you know, from the work with the Russians to manipulate voters in the U.S., you know, the selling of data when you declared that you wouldn't, you know, all that stuff seems to have come true.
Well, I think we could say that about a lot of things, scenarios that we thought would never happen a few years ago. Now you rule out nothing. I also wanted to ask you, you wrote a wonderful song on your last album called Waiting, which is also an incredibly timely song and unfortunately continues to be timely.
Yeah. I wrote that right after what happened in Las Vegas. And it just seems to me that for 20 years, there's more and more of these mass incidents. And everybody says they're going to do something, and nothing seems to get done. And so that's why we're all waiting.
Isn't that the truth? We're talking with Alan Chappell here on Downtown. His new album is called, it's wonderful, it's called Penultimate. Check out the single, I Am Zuck. But listen to the whole thing. It's available on Spotify, and it's absolutely terrific. We were talking to Graham Nash the other day about this, and obviously art is for entertainment. But I love it when people aspire for it to be more than that. How important is it for you to have a message in your music?
It's really important. And you know, there's certainly some songs that are more about fun and about love. But I have to write about what I'm thinking about, what's keeping me up at night. And so I just can't imagine, you know, writing and not having that pour through.
Well, it certainly does in this album. I love the music. It's very well written. You can't get it out of your head. That's the best thing you can say about music is you hear it and you want to go back and hear it again. And I've listened to this album about half a dozen times in the last couple of days. So congratulations on some great music. And we really appreciate you making time to talk with us about it today.
Thank you so much for having me, and that's very kind of you to say.
All right, that's Alan Chappell. On our way into the break, let's listen to the single from the album Penultimate. Let's check out Alan Chappell and I Am Zuck. Some of these words coming right from Mark Zuckerberg. Let's give a listen here on Downtown.
All the numbers or the information. Post the pictures and the illustration. All your friends are here, but you're still lonely. You gotta give. Tell me who you will vote for, and I'll shop it. When you catch me sharing your data, I'll promise to stop it.